The month of October is dedicated as the month of the Most Holy Rosary. So get your rosary and mark your calendar for October 2nd. The Rosary Bowl 2021 is set as usual for the first Saturday of October. And joining me this morning to share all of the details on how you can attend is the coordinator and our good friend, Dina Marie Hale. Good morning, Dina Marie.
Hi, good morning, Brenda and everybody. It's great to be back.
How many years now have you been the kind of organizing and part of Rosary Bowl?
Yeah, it's really hard to believe that 15 years, I think of like a 15-year-old teenager, like that much time has gone since 2007 when we first came together. And just really the idea was planted in May of 2007. And by October of that same year, poof, our very first Rosary Bowl event. And I don't think we really thought that this could continue to go on and on, but it has. And we've continued to reach out, continuing to share the message of the rosary, family prayer, and bringing people together with a focus of Mary and a focus of the Eucharist, those two pillars of our church. So this is the 15th year, and we're really excited.
Wow, not even a world pandemic
stop
you. Just to give you an idea of how important, how valuable, how God has protected the Rosary Bowl. It's wonderful to know it's happening again. Dina Marie, just as we've been coming back to church and seeing friends that we haven't seen in a long time, I would imagine after 15 years that year after year, people really start to look forward to this. And again, to see people that maybe they haven't seen in a full year. It's really become quite an event, a recurring event for families and a tradition that they do in October.
Yeah, it really has. And I think the reason, of course, because October is the month of the rosary, we wanted to highlight this opportunity to focus and to join with the church in her liturgy and her tradition of the devotions. But also, I always think it's this great reunion and we get to see family faces. We get to see priests and religious, sometimes our seminarians, our religious communities. But we get to see people that maybe we don't see in our normal parish because this draws from the whole Archdiocese of Portland and then Southwest Washington. We see those wonderful folks coming over the bridge from Vancouver, Camas, Washougal, hopefully from Longview and from Kelso, of course, this year. But it really is this family event. And I love to see the families come together, all age groups. And I really encourage those of you, we have a good space at St. Edward's Catholic Church. Father Gary there, who is an amazing pastor and is serving as our spiritual director, will make this a very safe place to come together, but also a place where we can unify, unify in our prayer. And we need to come together in prayer and our devotion to Our Lady, I think, will draw stronger to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Dina Marie Hale joining us this morning because she is helping us get ready for Rosary Bowl 2021. It is set to happen October 2nd. Dina Marie, praying the rosary on this special event, to come together to do that, and it really lingers into people's lives beyond that. Maybe they've gotten out of the habit of praying the rosary every day, but for you, that really is one of your pillars. How has praying the rosary really helped you to keep in the forefront of your mind the power of the rosary, especially when having to overcome logistical things? Because we know the devil likes to get the toe in there and mess things up for
That's
us.
Right. It is that consistent daily prayer. And of course, many people know my story. I'm a convert, so I didn't have that tradition of a daily prayer at all growing up. And so when I started to learn more about the rosary, it took me a while to really get a sense of its power, its presence of reflecting on Jesus's life and really asking Our Lady to help me in my life and to look through the mysteries of the rosary, the joyful mysteries, the sorrowful mysteries, the glorious mysteries, you know, to reflect upon the resurrection, about the agony in the garden, all the different times that Jesus lived and shares with us the good news, the gospel. And so I started to become more and more passionate about this is an important prayer. And of course, we hear about the message of Our Lady of Fatima, a very important message. Pray the rosary. Pray the rosary for peace. And I think the thing that I would like to encourage people about the rosary, like Father Payton, he's really the model of why we decided this would be a rosary bowl. Some people say, well, why you pick that name? Well, we The Rosary Bowl was the name that the Holy Cross community, the family theater community, the Holy Cross family theater put together when they did the Rosary Bowl for Father Peyton to gather people and pray the rosary. We wanted to take on that name, take on that vision of gathering people in a celebration, a bowl, so to speak, but not to play football or to play baseball or basketball, but to really play in the Lord's game of life and to share his message of true life. And who's with us? Our Blessed Mother. We're there to really wrap our arms around her so she can guide us closer to Jesus Christ. So in honor of Father Peyton, who is now a venerable on his way to canonization, we pray in the church, but also to remind people every day, it's important to pray by yourself, but most importantly, as a family, and what we get to do is, as a huge community, gather all those prayers together, wrap them up in a bouquet of flowers, of roses, that fragrance will go up to heaven.
We're all looking so forward to this year's event. Again, it is coming up on October 2nd. And Dina Marie, what you said there really kind of brings to mind something that you said about coming together. There is strength in numbers. Mm-hmm. And you say one rosary. Well, there is strength there. But Boy, if you say it with a group, the multiplication of the graces that you get back, just because we're all praying for Our Lady's intentions, but we're also all praying for each other's intentions. There's kind of something special about doing this in numbers.
Absolutely. And we see it over time. We see the popes of present ages who called the people together to pray a rosary in times of war, in times of difficulty, in times of pestilence, in times of opposition and persecution. The leaders of our church have always called us to gather together in prayer. Archbishop Alexander Sample calling us to unify our voices, to come together in prayer. This is so important. And why? So we realize we're not alone. That we are not alone. And if we depend upon our prayer, we depend upon our reliance upon God. I'm not going to change the world. You're not going to change the world. You know who does? Jesus Christ changes the world.
That's right.
And it is in his plan. And we join in our Lord and our Lady in their mission to bring souls to heaven through the gift of the rosary, through the gift of family prayer. So I encourage people, start prayer at home, start it around the dinner table, start it at the foot of the bed before you go to bed at night, as you wake up in the morning to greet the new day. Start with that prayer, bring that rosary into your home, into your car, into your office, wherever you are. Make sure that you have that rosary grounded with you, and Our Lady will take you exactly where you need to be.
No doubt it is going to be a perfect day. Any day that you can pray the rosary is the perfect day. Dina Marie, there is more that I want to ask you about for this year's Rosary Bowl, but I am coming up against my break. Will you stay with me through the break, and we'll continue in the next half hour?
Absolutely.
I am continuing now my conversation with Dina Marie Hale, our good friend. She is joining us today because the Rosary Bowl 2021 is set for October 2nd, and she's joining us to give you all of the details. Dina Marie, thanks so much for staying with me.
It's great to be here, Brenda.
Well, Dina Marie, people that have not been to Rosary Bowl and are hopefully encouraged to come this year for the first time, for somebody who's never been, kind of run through the day. Do we go right into church and start with Mass? Or is there a speaker that will kind of talk through the rosary? Kind of give us a rundown of how that day actually runs.
It's a really beautiful day, Brenda. And we like to say this is a Marian and Eucharistic celebration. And so the doors will open at St. Edward's Church in Kaiser at 9 o'clock in the morning. So people can come. The parish hall will be open to check out some vendors, to check out some of our exhibits between 9 and 10 a.m. There will also be some time to go to confession that early in the morning. But at 10 o'clock, we begin with Mass. Mass with Archbishop Alexander Sample in the church. So we'll have Mass there. It happens to be the feast day of the guardian angels. So we will have the guardian angels with us as we celebrate the Most Holy Mass. And then that Mass will be followed immediately by the rosary. So Archbishop Sample will be leading us in the rosary. I will be offering some meditations. And then Archbishop will also offer a special reflection on the rosary. That should take us to noon, We'll take a little bit of a break. People can go for confessions again, go to the parish hall for an opportunity to look at all of the different exhibits and Catholic apostolates that will be there. And then at 1 o'clock, we do have something we've never done before, the Rosary Bowl. There's always something new, folks. So if you've never been to the Rosary Bowl or if you've been all 14 years, here's something new. The Knights of Columbus just this year have opened up to the public what they call their exemplification ceremony. So it's a ceremony where they bring new members into the Knights of Columbus. And typically it's just been closed to those members, but they've opened it up. And so Ray Prom, who is their now official
the state deputy,
thank you. He said, could we do one of these exemplification ceremonies at the Rosary Bowl? And I thought, how wonderful, because really the Rosary Bowl has received an amazing amount of support, hours, volunteer work by the Knights of Columbus. So this is a way that we can encourage the Knights of Columbus. We can show our participants who the Knights of Columbus are and maybe invite more men to consider joining the Knights of Columbus. I think that would be a great idea. But at 1 o'clock, that ceremony will be open to anybody who wants to come at the church. And then following that ceremony, it'll probably last about 30 minutes. Their chaplain, their state chaplain, Father Theodore Lang, will offer a really inspiring message. A couple years back, Father Lang offered a message at the Rosary Bowl, and it was powerful. And I just encourage you to come for that, to support the Knights of Columbus, and then come to listen to Father Theodore Lang. We will close up about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you can go to the different locations, bring a sack lunch. We'll have some refreshments available there on site, but it's a full day. And I think you're really just going to enjoy the time with family, community, a time to give thanks, and of course, pray with us the Holy Rosary.
Well, Dina Marie, while COVID restrictions have been eased, there's still a lot to consider, especially when organizing a large event. So kind of tell us what you've worked through and what you're able to come up with and offer at this year's 2021 Rosary Bowl.
One of the things, Brenda, that I think is such the great thing that's come out of COVID is last year when we had to start the restrictions, I started to reach out to a couple places, and Father Gary Zur at St. Edward's had some resources about live streaming. This is when we were all figuring out how to do the live stream, and their parish figured it out. They offered a way for us to live stream the Rosary Bowl, and we started to continue to work together. We figured we can bring people together to St. Edward's for a live stream, for a small gathering of people in the church. And now we've got the technology, right? Most people have figured out somehow to do a quality live stream. And not only can we bring that Rosary Bowl to people through the live stream, Modern Day Radio, for the second year now, will be broadcasting those 2 hours of the Mass and Rosary from 10 o'clock until noon on that October 2nd. And so one, we've got the great space at St. Edward's. It is a large church. We have an opportunity to bring a large number of people together, but we can also have the parish hall being used and the other church being used for any overflow that happens. So we have a lot of space. We get to utilize the great team at the parish in terms of safety, hospitality, ushering, the Knights of Columbus, just to move people safely at that location. So I think people just can come in a real safe environment and a very welcoming environment to be blessed, to be open to the working of the Holy Spirit, to be around our priest, to be around our shepherd. This is something that we felt was really important, was if we could bring the Rosary Bowl and connect our community with the priests, with our religious, particularly with our bishops, to know our shepherds are caring for us and to show that outpouring of love to them and thanksgiving that they are there to guide us. And we're all on the same page. We're all in the same family, no matter if you're from a small town or a big city, small church or a big church, or you don't even go to church. Come. You are part of our family. You are part of God's children. And we want to bring some comfort. We want to bring some hope. We want to bring some joy to people's life, because that's what people need. They need to hear and experience the joy of Jesus. And boy, if you can get that joy, get around Jesus's mom. She is going to show you that joy of Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Oh, and hopefully they'll be able to get a little bit of your excitement. Dina Marie, that is amazing. Now, with COVID restrictions, I remember last year, because of tracing and everything, people had to register with names. Is that still the case for this year, or is it just an open event for everyone?
You know, it's an open event, and unless something changes with guidelines, we're certainly following all of the guidelines that the churches are doing according to the Archdiocese and, of course, according to the state. And where we'll be is in Marion County. So whatever Marion County needs to follow, we will do that as well. No registration is necessary. Please show up at the church, St. Edward's Catholic Church. It's nice because if you're in the Salem-Keizer area, River Road's a main strip. You can get right off the highway to River Road. St. Edward's is right there. Big parking lot. The Knights of Columbus will be there to direct you into where we'll be for the church. And then the parish hall will have lots of activities going on. We will have a lot of different tables. Modern Day Radio will be one of our Catholic apostolates that will be there to greet people, to give information out, to just really share the beautiful resources of the church. And we do have the Eucharistic Miracles exhibit. We didn't have it last year. It's the only year we didn't have it. We're bringing me back. We have it in a special large classroom. Of course, we'll monitor the number of people that can come in, but it's really a beautiful exhibit. Of course, this was started by Blessed Carlo Acutis, who was a 15-year-old boy who died of leukemia, and his love was Jesus in the Eucharist. And he shared these different historical moments where the Eucharistic miracles happened and have been authenticated through the Vatican. So we want people to experience that at the Rosary Bowl. That will be available. Time for fellowship. And I want to mention confessions. I'm getting responses from priests who will be there to hear confessions. So, you know, I know some people, it's taken a while to get back to confessions. Maybe this might be your first time in a while. Take that opportunity. We'll have lots of space in the old church for confessions. So I would really encourage you to come. Enjoy this day, pray with us, and it's going to be a day of blessing for the Archdiocese of both Portland and Seattle.
Oh, it does sound like it's going to be a wonderful day. Your excitement is infectious, and I hope that all of our listeners are very excited about this year's Rosary Bowl. For a full schedule of events, information about where to go, what's going to be happening, is there a place where they can go online to find all the details?
You bet. Our website is rosarybowlnw.org. You are listening to the webmaster right now, so I try to keep that as updated as possible. If you have any questions, there's a way to contact us at rosarybowlnw.org. Of course, Mater Dei Radio always has the updated calendar, so you can get information at the Mater Dei Radio website. But please visit us at rosarybowlnw.org.